Hi there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie. I've got my coffee in hand. I am ready to roll. We are talking, this is the series about why you need to podcast. Now, we're going to go into other details, and then we're going to get into the meat of it, like sales, marketing, and the strategies associated with all that. So just bear with me on these series of just sort of laying that foundation. So we did why. You had to listen to my why I got into it, why, you know, whatever the why is. But I found it to be an exceptionally transformative time when I just said, okay, I'll do podcasting, and realized that there's a tremendous amount of opportunity in there from this particular platform. The old way, right? We just got to deal with numbness. There's digital numbness. How do we differentiate our content from that whole numbness thing? And now we're going to go into I can't. Now, I know you're saying, gosh, Scott, I love what you're talking about. I think this is great. I think that it makes sense. And you haven't even begun. I'll give you all the strategies of how to increase opportunities, sales, marketing, branding, but it has to start with the podcast. But you're saying, oh my gosh, Scott, I can't. And then I'll say, yes, you can. And the reason you can do it is because, well, you're looking at a bald, middle-aged guy that said, I'll give it a shot. And I tried. So we shift over to this slide. It's nothing fancy. Once again, I'm not Mr. Fancy Pants. And it's yes, you can. If I can do it, you can do it. That is the bottom line. You just got to put yourself out there. If you are not bringing this platform into your marketing mix, you're missing out on a tremendous amount of opportunity, which we will talk about in later broadcasts. But right now, you can do it. Trust me. I did it. You can do it. But if you say, hey, it's just a bridge too far, it's just a gap too grand, find somebody. But the reality is you need to do this, and you need to bring it on in there. And you go, but Scott, I'm not a Joe Rogan. I'm not even you, Scott. And I'll say, yeah, absolutely right. It's you. It's your personality. It's your passion that you bring to this particular platform. And you're saying, oh my gosh, Scott, oh my gosh, I don't have that much passion, but you do. You can just start out by just saying, hey, customer, can I just interview you for our podcast? That's it. And that customer is maybe passionate about the services that they received, and it just starts like that. Now, I have a series out there called Podcasting 101, and you're saying, okay, what is it? And it is everything that you need to know about podcasting, the hardware, the software, all of the stuff that I had to, you know, work through to find to make the podcasting happen. So you don't even have to think about it. You just watch that, and you can say, okay, I got the mics, I got the mixer, I got. So everything is removed. You just have to make that decision of saying, okay, podcasting is strategic to our business. Which it is. It is about sales. It is about marketing. It is about goodwill, not just for you, but for your customers. It develops a win-win solution. You can. And all you have to do is start out by saying yes or finding somebody to do it, and then it rolls. And then maybe the first one's not perfect. By the way, perfection and the desire for perfection is a goal that will never happen. So don't even begin to think about being perfect in podcasting, because that ain't going to happen. You just have to do it. But I don't like listening to my voice. I don't like listening to my voice either. But we do it nonetheless, because you have a message that needs to get out in a way that is in this world of digital sameness, this numbness. You differentiate yourself because you can. And that's why this platform is so powerful. And now all of a sudden you can say, okay, I'm going to interview somebody internal. Okay, interview them. And if it doesn't, you know, like it, so what? Do another one. And then you're saying to yourself, okay, I'll do another one. And then you go and you find a customer that likes you. And then you go, okay, interview that customer. See, all of a sudden, and it doesn't take a lot of time, energy, and effort to come up with an interview. You don't have to be canned, because podcasting is all about that human element that we talked about. So you can. So you go to that customer and you say, hey, I'd like to interview you. Okay, what do you do? How do you do it? Blah, blah, blah. How can you help our listeners? That's all it does. And then you're rolling. And then you said, you'll evaluate after and you go, well, I didn't like the way that sound. I will change it the next time. It's when you quit that you just, then you never improve. So you can't quit. So you just keep pushing forward and rolling forward. And if you think I haven't made mistakes, well, you know, mistakes in the sense that nobody's died yet. Let's put it that way. Thank goodness. No, just mistakes like I'll stutter, I'll mispronounce a name, or I'll do whatever it is because it happens. You just do it. You can. Or you find somebody that wants to do it for you, that will reflect your values in your company, your value as a professional, and it just goes. I do conferences, and I interview people from all around the world, and I represent companies, but you can do it. So a couple of action items, okay? A couple of action items that we're going to go down. First, find, I'll have this linked out there, find Podcasting 101 Series. It'll talk about your why. It'll talk about the physical tools. It'll talk about your the digital tools that you need. And then there you go. It's all, and I mean, you can find it out there, but there it is right there. And then we're going to venture in to the next series, and that is when we start talking about how you leverage this platform for sales, marketing, and branding. And we're going to start with sales, okay? That's what this is all about. You're not going to be a Joe Rogan. You're not going to be a Scott McKenzie. You're going to be yourself, or you're going to reflect that company or whatever that might be and be able to draw that passion out in your conversations, and you just roll with it. And then you provide great content going forward, and we'll talk about repurposing using this platform. So there's a ton of great stuff that's available that we're going to be talking about why you need to do podcasting. So next episode, we're going to be talking about sales and leveraging this platform. So we're going to get in the nuts and bolts. But once again, it's going to be 10 minutes or less. So be bold, right? Be brave, right? Dare greatly, always. Change the world. That's what you guys are all about. That's what this platform is all about. You too can be a part of it. Important, okay? Take care. Be safe. We will talk later.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.